Chapter 4. But it was not Andrew who stepped into the room and closed the door behind him. It was Snouts. Claire had known this conversation was coming, but she had not expected it so soon, with Andrew still downstairs. But whether soon or late, it must happen. So she patted the sofa next to her, and he sat, remembering in spite of his agitation to tug on the legs of his trousers as a gentleman did. "In all your plans, lady, it was not clear what my part was to be," he said without preamble. "What should you like it to be?" she asked softly. "You know what I'd do," he said with his customary bluntness. "These years running the Morton Glassworks haven't changed the part of our lives that we keep under wraps. I would be your second, as I always am. Whether we waylay a man or eavesdrop or use our fists to get the information we need, I'm the one who takes care of it for you. Not for years now, Snouts. I haven't lost the hang of it.
And what of our operations here? What of Lewis and the glassworks, and the others here in the house who look to you for leadership?
With Tig and the Corps, Lewis is my second. He can fill in for me."
He gazed at her, his eyes full of the determination of a man much older than 21. "Lewis cannot protect Granny Prothero and a house full of children under 15, she pointed out with gentle logic. "I depend on you to provide that protection. Imagine if it got out to the south side that my entire inner circle and I had left Carrick House, defenceless. What then?" He was silent, the truth of the matter doing full battle with his need to help his brother. She pressed on. "Jake has myself, Alice and Andrew to help him, and if Her Majesty responds to our plea, the resources of the government will be brought to bear as well. But what will the inhabitants of Carrick House have if you come with us?" Claire saw colour flood into his face as he realised the truth of the situation.
"But he's my brother," he said at last. "It's my place."
"Your friends may stand in your place for you," she said, "but no one can replace you here. You have been my second for 4 years while the girls and I were at school. Would Jake wish you to abandon your post to come to his aid if it meant endangering the defenceless in your own home?" Slowly, Snouts shook his head, and Claire took...